This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
In the United States, things are, I mean, you would not think that things would be like as high stakes as the United Kingdom, given that right now there is a pretty fundamental clash between different branches of government. And yet, Nick Hines, Donald Trump is giving the UK a serious run for its money in the heck stakes,
Never one to let anyone steal his thunder.
No,
For sure.
And obviously there is kind of a rolling, you know, sense of chaos around the Trump administration, but nonetheless, it looks like there might be a serious case for impeachment here. Can you give us the context?
In case you have been living under a rock for the past 2 days, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, is now the subject of an impeachment inquiry. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi announced on Tuesday that an inquiry would begin. And it's all centred around these revelations that came about a phone call that Trump had with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky back in July. It's a phone call that came 1 week after the US froze foreign aid, froze almost $400 million of foreign aid that was meant to go to Ukraine. And in the phone call, President Trump allegedly pressured Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky into investigating US presidential hopeful Joe Biden, which, of course, would be a misuse of his power. And Pelosi's saying no one's above the law.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Joe Biden, for context, being the Democratic frontrunner to be taking Trump on in 2020. And it's worth noting as well that the Ukraine is, of all the countries in the world, one that Trump is unusually sensitive about, largely because a number of his close associates, including Paul Manafort, are in jail right now because of dealings they had in the Ukraine that were found to be corrupt. So why exactly has this phone call in particular triggered an impeachment inquiry?
Well, it's probably the first and most credible piece of evidence that has come out about Trump's misuse of power in office. And it's the first time that I think Nancy Pelosi has felt that there has been an impeachable offence that the evidence can be provided for. And so now, of course, it is quite a long process ahead.
Impeachment is a very long process. So it's worth noting for context as well for people that Pelosi is, you know, considered a Democratic moderate, that a number of Democrats have been calling for impeachment for some time, and she has kind of held them back. So what are the chances that Trump will actually be impeached?
There is a chance. I think it's small. There hasn't been a president that has actually been removed from office through an impeachment. Of course, Nixon resigned before he was actually impeached, and Clinton and Johnson were acquitted by the Senate. But the process from here on out is the committees will investigate, it'll take it to the House will vote, and then if they vote to impeach, it'll go to the Senate, and then the Senate needs 2/3 majority to convict Trump. And of course, with the Senate being controlled by Republicans, who knows if that'll ever happen.
It does seem quite unlikely that they would vote for that. It seems like there would need to be some even more substantial revelations.
I think we can expect quite a bit of vitriol and controversy coming out of this one, especially given Trump's comments that have directly attacked the LGBTQI+ community. Of course, Trump has banned transgender people from US military. He's cut funding for HIV research. He supported the right of medical providers and adoption agencies to discriminate against LGBTQI+ people. Mm-hmm. So I think really, now more than ever around the world, we need to be standing up for LGBTQI+ people globally. And I think it's the sort of stuff we do here on The Informer and the sort of stuff that Joy does as a radio station that's really going to help get us through what is going to be quite an extended process.
Yeah, independent journalism has never been more important, I think, in an era where you have people like Boris Johnson and Donald Trump. And, I mean, he is a lesser evil, Scott Morrison, in terms of the way he is willing to, I think, treat certainly our community. So it's always a good time to donate to Joy. It's always a good time to become a member of Joy. You can do that online or you can call up. This is The Informer.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.